I'd like to call this meeting to order, please. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on April 25th, 2012, faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, Hunterdon County Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and Express Times, posting on the district website, the main bulletin board in the administrative office, and in each Clinton Township school, filing with the clerk of Clinton Township. I'd like to take a roll call for attendance, please. Mrs. Cresty?
Here.
Mr. Frieda?
Present.
Mrs. Grant?
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Malloy?
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Here.
Mr. Sturgis?
Here.
And Mrs. Sullivan?
Here.
May we put allegiance to the flag, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is the annual reorganization meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education. The combined statement of results for the 2012 board election is Mr. Higgins with 3,513 votes for a one-year unexpired term, Mr. Malloy with 3,277 votes for a three-year full term, Mr. McTiernan with 3,169 votes for a three-year full term, and Mrs. McLaughlin with 2,825 votes for a three-year full term. If I may, Mr. Higgins, Mr. Malloy, Mrs. McLaughlin, and Mr. McTiernan, please stand. Would you be kind enough to read after me? I, and state your name.
I, Dan McTiernan.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. And to the governments established in the United States and this state. Under the authority of the people. I, and state your name.
I, Richard McLaughlin.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of Board Member of Education. And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office. According to the best of my ability. Congratulations and thank you. At this time, I'd like to open the floor for nominations for the Office of Board President.
I'd like to nominate Kevin Sturgis for President of the Clinton Township Board of Education.
May we open the floor for nominations first with a vote? A move and a second. Moved by Mr. Frieda, seconded. Seconded by Mr. Malloy. All those in favor?
Aye.
And now may I have nominations for the board president?
I'd like to nominate Mr. Kevin Sturgis for president of the Clinton Township School District Board of Education.
Any others? May I have a motion to close the floor for nominations of board president?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I will take a roll call vote. Please state your choices. Mrs. Cresty?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Kevin Sturgis.
Mr. Frieda?
Yes, Kevin Sturgis.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes, Kevin Sturgis.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes, Kevin Sturgis.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes, Kevin Sturgis.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes, Kevin Sturgis.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes, Kevin Sturgis.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes, myself.
And Mrs. Sullivan?
Yes, Kevin Sturgis.
Be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby appoints Kevin Sturgis as Board President. Mr. Sturgis, please take over the meeting. Do we want to switch?
Would you like to move over here next to me, Mr. Sturgis?
How could I resist that?
I'm not sure if that was a request, Mr. Sturgis.
Just for good luck.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. I'm Kevin Sturgis. First, we'll move through the nomination for Vice President. Seeking a motion from a board member to open the floor to nominations for Board Vice President.
So moved.
And we need a second.
Second.
I would like to nominate Maria Grant as Vice President of the Clinton Township Board of Education. Okay. Well, we've opened it with the motion and the second.
But you need a vote.
We do need a vote on that? Okay.
All those in favor?
Don't need to ask if there's any more on the call.
I don't think we need the vote here.
We moved and seconded to open the floor, and now we need to vote to have the floor open for nominations.
Okay, all those in favor of opening the floor to nominations?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I would like to nominate Maria Grant to the office of Vice President of the Clinton Township School District Board of Education. Are there any additional nominations? Seeing none, I would like to make a motion to move to close the floor to nominations for the office of Vice President. Seeking a motion from a Board of Ed member.
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I would like to call for a roll call vote, Heather.
Mrs. Cresti?
Yes.
And the person nominated? Mrs. Cresti.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Yes, to Maria Grant.
Mr. Freda?
No.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
You have to say the name.
I'm sorry. Yes, Mrs. Grant.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes, Maria Grant.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes, to Maria Grant.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes, Maria Grant.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes, Maria Grant.
And Mrs. Sullivan?
Yes, Maria Grant.
Okay. Okay, be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby appoints Maria Grant as Board Vice President. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I just wanted to take a minute to review how the meeting will run tonight. It's a little bit different than a normal meeting because it's a reorganization meeting. And from this point, we've gotten through the nominations of Board President and Vice President. We'll move on to establishing board committees. Then we'll go through the organization resolutions. In the organization resolutions, there is not necessarily a section for comments. So when we run through them, if anybody would like to have discussion before we vote on the resolutions, please speak up if you have any questions about the content of the resolution. We'll then move on to report of the superintendent, report of the BA. There are no committee reports tonight since it's a reorganization meeting. And there is a section later in the meeting for board president comments, and then we'll adjourn the meeting. Okay. And be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby approves to establish the following committees, chairs, and members. Finance and Facilities Committee, members, Kevin Malloy, Mark Frieda, Maria Grant, Kevin Sturgis, with the chair, Kevin Malloy. Personnel and Negotiations Committee, members, Dan McTiernan, Michelle Cresty, John Higgins, Kevin Malloy, with the chair, Dan McTiernan. Policy and Curriculum Committee, members Rachel McLaughlin, Michelle Cresty, Michelle Sullivan, Kevin Sturgis, with the chair, Rachel McLaughlin. Communications Committee, Maria Grant, Mark Frieda, Rachel McLaughlin, Dan McTiernan, with the chair, Maria Grant. Seeking a motion from Board of Education member to move this resolution?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
A motion by Maria and a second by Michelle Sullivan.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
Okay, moving on, we're entering the first public comment section on agenda items only. Any member of the public is welcome to come speak to the Board of Education only on agenda items at this time. Okay, we'll move on to the first recognition of the public. Members of the public are encouraged to speak to the Board of Education about any topic at this time. Anybody? Okay, there'll be additional opportunities later on in the meeting. Now we're going to move on to the reorganization resolutions. Are you showing Code of Ethics as your first?
That's correct.
The first resolution is going to be E, Code of Ethics. These are the board member Code of Ethics, and I'm going to ask Heather if you wouldn't mind reading them.
In accordance with Bylaw 0142, Code of Ethics, the Board of Education shall discuss the board member Code of Ethics annually at a regularly scheduled public meeting. Each member shall sign documentation that he or she has received a copy of it and has read and understood it. I'm going to read the actual Code of Ethics for board members. NJSA 18A 12-24.1, Code of Ethics for school board members. A school board member shall abide by the following Code of Ethics for school board members. A, I will uphold and enforce all laws, rules, and regulations of the State Board of Education and court orders pertaining to schools. Desired changes shall be brought about only through legal and ethical procedures. B, I will make decisions in terms of educational welfare of children and will seek to develop and maintain public schools that meet the individual needs of all students, regardless of their ability, race, creed, sex, or social standing. C, I will confine my board action to policymaking, planning, and appraisal, and I will help to frame policies and plan only after the board has consulted those who will be affected by them. D, I will carry out my responsibility not to administer the schools, but together with my fellow board members to see that they are all well run. E, I will recognize that authority rests with the Board of Education and will make no personal promises nor take any private action that may compromise the board. F, I will refuse to surrender my independent judgment to special interest or partisan political groups or to use the school for personal gain or for the gain of friends. G, I will hold confidential all matters pertaining to the schools which, if disclosed, would needlessly injure individuals or the schools. In all other matters, I will provide accurate information and, in concert with my fellow board members, interpret to the staff the aspirations of the community for its schools. H, I will vote to appoint the best qualified personnel available after consideration of the recommendation of the Chief School Administrative Officer. I will support and protect school personnel in proper performance of their duties J, I will refer all complaints to the Chief Administrative Officer and will act on the complaints at public meetings only after failure of an administrative resolution.
Thank you very much, Heather. Moving on to Resolution F, Open Public Meetings Act. This resolution relates to when our public meetings will be held, the dates, the times, and the place, as well as the procedures by which the meetings will be conducted. Seeking a motion from a board member?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
A motion by Kevin Malloy and a second by Mark.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
Moving on to Resolution G, Adoption of Official Newspapers. Seeking a motion?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Of Maria and Dan.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
And again, if anybody would like to discuss any of the content of these motions as we move through, please speak up. Resolution H, Parliamentary Procedures. Seeking a motion?
So moved.
Michelle Sullivan. And a second?
Second.
Dan?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
Resolution I, Approval of Depositories.
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Kevin Malloy and Dan McTiernan. Resolution J, Authorized Signatures. I'm sorry.
Were there any questions on that? The depositories? Okay. Mm-hmm. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
Thank you. Resolution J, Authorized Signatures.
Motion.
So seeking a motion, is that from Dan?
Yes.
A second.
And a second from Michelle Sullivan.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
Moving on to Resolution K, Appointment of Representatives Requesting Federal and State Funds. Seeking a motion?
So moved.
By Maria Grant, and a second?
Second.
By Kevin Malloy.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
Resolution 11, Board Policies and Regulations.
So moved.
It's Mark Freda. And a second?
I should have recorded that too. I'm sorry. Mr. Freda moved. And the second?
We need a second.
Sorry. Dan seconded.
Dan McTiernan.
Because this is policy, this should be a roll call vote. I apologize.
Okay.
Mrs. Cresti?
Yes.
Mr. Freda?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. Sullivan?
Yes.
And Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries.
And moving on to Resolution M, Appointments.
So moved.
By Rachel McLaughlin. And a second?
Second.
By Michelle Sullivan.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
Resolution N, School Funds Investor.
So moved.
By Kevin Malloy. And a second?
Second.
By Maria Grant.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
Okay, Resolution O, Uniform Minimum Chart of Accounts. Seeking a motion?
Motion.
Dan McTiernan. And a second?
Second.
Kevin Malloy.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
Resolution P, Tax Shelter Annuity Companies. Seeking a motion?
Motion.
Dan, and a second?
Second.
Michelle Sullivan.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
Resolution Q, petty cash accounts.
So moved.
Mark Freda, and a second?
Second.
Michelle Sullivan.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
Moving on to R, claims auditor prepayment authority. Seeking a motion?
So moved.
By Kevin Malloy, and a second?
Second.
Maria Grant.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? All yes, motion carries.
Resolution S, organization chart.
So moved.
By Michelle Sullivan. And a second?
Second.
By Mark Freda.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
Resolution T, designation of superintendent and transfer authority.
So moved.
By Kevin Malloy. And a second,
second.
Please. By Dan McTiernan.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
Resolution U, appointment of representative to County Educational Services Commission.
So moved.
By Rachel McLaughlin. And a second?
Second.
By Michelle Sullivan.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
Resolution V, fee for copies of public documents. Can we just, you know, I'd like to just call out loud what these are. I'll just read through it. Be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby establishes a photocopy fee of 5 cents for printed matter of letter size, page, or smaller, and 7 cents for printed matter of legal size or larger for official board minutes and other public documents. Seeking a motion?
Motion.
Dan McTiernan, and a second by Kevin Malloy.
Quick question on that. Exactly how much paper is the board office and the superintendent's office requested to copy during a given year from members of the public?
I don't know that I have that exact answer.
Order of magnitude.
Most of what we're able to do is electronically. So the good news about that nowadays is that we can scan it and email it to folks. So that's our preference. If that's what the request is, mostly that's what we're requested. We have had, I've had as much as a $35 charge Oprah records.
And wherever appropriate, then we would encourage folks to make a request for data electronically.
And typically they do, depending on the amount that they request it, if possible.
Understood. Thanks for the clarification.
Any other discussion on fee for copies of documents? Moving on to Resolution W. Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to Resolution W, adoption of emergency management plan. Drew, would you mind just summarizing what this is here? It's W on page 10.
Okay. I actually didn't bring it with me. I had it with me at the last meeting, but it's a very detailed plan dealing with any crisis situation and how the district would be handling it, who would be in charge in different situations. We have designated communications people, designated people who are documenting what's going on during the crisis so that we can debrief in detail afterwards. There are many, many details to this. We've gone over it as an administrative team. We've followed the county guidelines and prosecutor's office guidelines. We are using common language. There was something recently in the newspaper that Hunterdon County is looking at common language. We have been using that and will continue to do so. So we are very up to date and even a little bit ahead. of what the county has been requesting. And special thank yous to the administrative team and Sue High, who have spent a great deal of time going over this, especially in light of the recent crisis. We did spend a few hours reviewing this ourselves to go over any details that we were concerned about, that our staff brought up to us as concerns, and we went over it with the police office, with Detective Hash. Yes.
Dr. Clark, I have a question. This document, does it have any direction for the parents of what they're supposed to do in a particular crisis? Where they go, how they find their children, is there a sign-out process?
Yes, in fact, that's one of the things we did discuss in detail at our last meeting, because unfortunately we have learned from the different crises that have happened in different states. The police department and prosecutor's office have actually debriefed superintendents of schools on the different situations and told us the intricacies of where problems were. So we're actually looking at putting information on our website for parents. We decided that it would be a good idea for us to post some of this information so that people would be aware of it, so that it wouldn't be a last-minute crisis thing, that they'd have a chance to read it ahead of time, hopefully.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Clark.
One other quick question on that. Is there anything in here that would ensure that volunteers that we have in our school on a regular basis would receive the proper training for emergency situations, fire drills, et cetera?
Yes, we did discuss that as well at our meeting, because we did have concerns about the amount of new people, kindergarten parents, for example, preschool parents, who come into the schools and may not know some of that. We're actually looking some at substitutes training as well and how we would handle that. So, yes, we've been detailing all of that.
Thank you.
Any other discussion on adoption of emergency management plan? Seeking a motion on this resolution from a board member?
So moved.
This is Kevin Malloy and a second.
Second.
By Maria Grant.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions?
I'll abstain. As a newbie, I haven't read the plan, so I'm not familiar with it.
And Dan, thank you for speaking up. And I should have pointed out at the beginning of the meeting, as a new board member, if something comes along that you're not familiar with or you don't feel comfortable voting on, that's exactly what you've done, is the appropriate technique. You would just abstain, and then at the next meeting you'll have time to come up to speed on any questions you might
have.
Sounds
like I've got some remedial reading to do. So
I'll make sure you get some of that reading.
Moving on to Resolution X, appointment of district certified purchasing agent. It appears substantially that this motion, I mean, Heather, you're going to be our purchasing agent for most contracts. So with this motion, we're assigning you primary responsibility as our purchasing agent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Seeking a motion?
So moved.
X, Michelle Sullivan, and a second?
Second.
Dan McTiernan. Any discussion on this resolution? Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
Moving on to Y, Integrated Pest Management Coordinator. Seeking a motion.
So moved.
Michelle Sullivan and a second.
Second.
By Maria Grant.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
Moving on to Resolution Z, pupil records. Seeking a motion.
So moved.
By Mark Freda and a second.
Second.
By Michelle Sullivan.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
Okay, now we come to the president's comments and report. This is my first opportunity to make comments as the president of the Board of Education, and I just would like to thank the Board of Education members for supporting me in the position. I look forward to working with you all and with the school administration and with the staff to doing the best job that we can representing the students in our district and doing what we can with the skills that we bring to the board to give them the best education possible. I feel optimistic with the people that we have on the board that, and with the new staff we have in Dr. Clark and Heather, that we're destined for good times ahead. I think we're going to get a lot of work done. I think I would like to see us work cooperatively as a board, and I think we will be able to improve our abilities in that area. We've worked hard in the fall to try to address some issues with communication on the board. I think things have improved, and I'm looking forward to working with everybody moving forward. So thank you, and look forward to seeing you in the near future. Moving on to the report of the Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Clark.
I would just like to welcome and congratulate our new members, our old members, and our new officers. I know it's going to be a wonderful year ahead. I know that I'm looking forward to it. I have to admit that I've finished my first half year here, and this may sound crazy, but I've loved every minute of it. There is a wonderful feeling in all of the schools that makes me smile with my heart each time I walk into them. The classrooms, the kids, the families, everything in this community is it's a very good place with very good things happening, and I do enjoy it every day. On a little darker note, schools have experienced a lot of angst and tragedy recently, and we are certainly concerned about that in Clinton Township. We want to keep our kids and our staff as safe as we possibly can, and I want the board to be assured and the community members that we are working very hard as an administration, and I know the board has spoken to me about their support as we listen to teachers and staff members about their concerns for our schools. I've taken serious notes. Sue High has made a very detailed list for all of us to review, and we've frankly brainstormed every possibility, even the most negative, ugly things that none of us really want to think about, we've put on the table as a possibility. And how would we address those things? How would we deal with those things? And we had to look that ugliness in the eye, and we've talked about this extensively with the Clinton Township Police. We have some detailed plans, some of which I can share and some of which I won't be sharing, for the safety of our buildings. I want to assure you that we're working very hard on this, and there will be some things that I will ask for in the coming budget as we go through this, talking to facilities and finance and security. I think we talked a little bit about the possibility of a group of us getting together on the board to talk more about security concerns so that I can share some of those things in more detail with board members so that you're aware of what our biggest fears are and how we want to address those things to keep everyone safe. And we have put in place some temporary measures that are things that we can make as quick fixes, and there are things that we want in place that are long-term bigger expenditures that we want the board to consider. So I'll be sharing more of that as we go through the budget process, but I want you to be aware that this is an active and ongoing discussion on our administrative team and with our staff.
Thank you very much, Dr. Clark. And in light of the comments you just made, I might ask for some help from Vito in structure of the meeting. I wanted to discuss creating an ad hoc committee relating to school security. And I don't know on the agenda where I might be able to introduce that topic. Can you give me some guidance there?
Sure. Although I saw on the agenda, and this is based undoubtedly on district practice, I saw on the agenda that the committees were ratified by the board. That's not required unless you have a specific bylaw that does that. The law doesn't require that.
Okay.
So unless there's a bylaw to the contrary, and I'd be surprised if there is, as the president, you have the authority to name an ad hoc committee. You can do it during this meeting, or you can do it after the meeting and simply advise the board members by electronic or hard copy mail that you've named this committee.
Okay.
So one of the things that I think you'll see, while you certainly bear a great deal of burden as board president, you also have a great deal of discretion in terms of how the meeting is run. Most of what you see in this meeting is run based upon a loose adherence to Robert's rules or by custom, but it's not dictated by law.
Okay.
So we can talk privately about things you might want to change, but as far as naming an ad hoc committee is concerned, you can do that as you see fit.
Okay, thank you very much.
Heather, would you rather delay your report? Well, so maybe we can enter into that discussion now and we'll postpone your report for a few minutes?
Sure.
Okay.
And that's because the auditor isn't here for the presentation.
So what we're going to do is we were going to move into the report of the school business administrator. Our auditor is coming to give a report. But since the auditor isn't here, and based on Vito's counsel, I wanted to move into a discussion about establishing an ad hoc committee for school safety. That'll give us an opportunity to do that and give the auditor an opportunity to get here. As Dr. Clark had outlined, we do have some serious consideration to do with regard to school safety. We haven't had substantive issues of violence in Clinton Township School District to date, but as we've all learned recently, you never know. And we want to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to be prepared to provide as safe an environment for our children and staff and families as we can. So I would like to establish an ad hoc committee, which will be made up by members of the Board of Education, school administration, and hopefully local law enforcement, just to take an organized look at this issue, maybe take a little deeper look at some of the information that you've been exposed to and some of the new information that's coming our way. I saw today, this afternoon, the board members at least got an email from New Jersey school boards about a training that they're conducting later in the month in Ewing about school safety. So we need to make ourselves available to learn as much as we can, and then I would like to ask the committee to come back to the board in conjunction with Dr. Clark to tell us what they've learned and to make some recommendations on how we can improve school safety. So as chair of this committee, I would like to ask John Higgins if you would be willing.
Sure.
To chair this school safety committee.
Read that document.
John is a new board member, but he brings significant experience to us from facilities management and security background, which will be very helpful to us in entering into this analysis. Also, Michelle Sullivan, I was wondering if you'd be willing to serve on this
Yeah,
committee?
I'd be happy to.
And Maria Grant?
Yes.
and obviously Dr. Clark and Heather. And Dr. Clark, do you think it would be appropriate to ask somebody from the Clinton Township Police if they could participate in the committee?
Detective Hash has been very active in our schools. He's in our buildings all the time. He's been very open and honest with us about any weaknesses and strengths that he saw in our buildings. So I think he would be the perfect person to include because he is there all the time and knows what we should be looking at.
Okay. And would you be able to reach out
yes,
to him?
Yes, I will do that.
Additionally, it seemed appropriate if we could have, and I would defer to you, Dr. Clark, representatives of school staff and the community to participate in the committee. And maybe we could follow up with that?
I think that would be excellent because our teachers experience these drills all the time. And they know, too, where there are concerns, and they've shared some of that with us. They've been very open and helpful, frankly, in what they've shared with us so that we can address some of those issues. So, yes, I would very much like to include some staff members from the various schools, and I will reach out to our administrators and staff.
Okay, so for other members of the board, hearing what you had heard in Dr. Clark's report and the discussion we just had with regard to forming the ad hoc committee, does anybody have any input or questions with regard to the committee or anything that you would like to see this committee look at in particular, or just any thoughts you have on the topic?
Quick thought, and I know it's premature and you probably haven't gotten this far yet, but given that this is such an important topic and it's such a, I guess, ever-present topic these days, at what point do you expect the ad hoc committee to make findings and a presentation back to the board and the public?
I think, Kevin, what I would like to do is maybe talk to Dr. Clark and Mr. Higgins about what the goals for the committee would be and when we think we might be able to have reporting back to the board.
Okay.
To be honest, I need a little bit more information about the schedule of how information is coming into the district.
Okay.
I understand that there's some trainings, there's some updates coming in from the county prosecutor. I need to get more information about when that's happening. And maybe if we have an opportunity to speak offline with Dr. Clark
okay.
and John, maybe at the next public meeting we can come back and better define the deliverables and dates that okay. by which we might be able to get the reporting back.
That would be great, and I'm not trying to necessarily put anybody on the spot. I just think that this committee may have a lot of bearing on the upcoming budget.
Yep.
So being able to have the committee's findings prior to submitting a finalized budget would be obviously optimal.
That's a good point.
So.
Yeah.
I have a comment. I would just like to see the committee focus on before and after care programs and sports and activities in the schools, because even though the primary responsibility of the school safety is during the school day, we also have responsibility of the students that we have in our care before and after school.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll follow up. Starting with Dr. Clark and Mr. Higgins, we'll put better organization to that committee, and then by the next board meeting, we'll start to ask the committee to report out to the board on what steps they're taking and on what schedule we think they'll be able to operate. Okay, we're going to move on to the report of the school business administrator.
From an informational perspective, our next board meeting will be held on January 28th here in the auditorium. And here to present for us tonight is Mr. William Colantano, who is our board auditor, to report on the findings of our audit results as of 6/30/2012. Mr. Colantano.
Do you need a podium?
Do you want?
It's right here. We can get
do you want a podium?
Maybe not.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Colentano, if you'd be kind enough to speak into the microphone because we are on audio tape.
Hello, hello. Is it working? Can you hear me?
No.
No, apparently not. Does he want one of those ones?
Hello? Better?
I think so.
Think so?
Could you try it again?
Hello again. Better?
Yeah. Okay.
No, it's not. Why doesn't he just sit at the end of the table with a mic? These mics work, yeah.
That's good. Now I have something to put my stuff on.
Sorry about that.
Is this working?
Yeah.
Yes. Number one, thank you for letting me get here late. It's been a tough night. This is my third meeting tonight, not all school boards. What I like to do regarding the audit of any school district is try to enhance the audit, if you will, so that the board members understand a little better what happened last year in your school district. I usually indicate to all my school clients that the audit is thick. There's a lot of pages in it. A lot of them are misleading. I don't want to refer to it as useless information, but it's that sometimes you might think that. But what I do like to do, and hopefully the handouts that I gave you tonight will enhance the audit a little bit so you can better understand what happened in the Clinton Township School District last year. The first page of the handout is an audit exhibit that's included in your book, which is the B2 exhibit. And what I do with this exhibit is take it and correspond it or compare it to last year to show what's happened in Clinton Township and whether or not there's positives or negatives. I think one thing that is a real positive situation for Clinton Township, if you look at my two top lines for tax levy under the revenues compared to the preceding year, you have a negative increase of $325,000. So the taxpayers in the town benefited by not having an increase last year. This is the 11-12 school year, which would have been your 2011 taxes. Other items that you want to look at, we're showing, a huge increase in state aid, but included in that number compared to the preceding year, is your revenue that was obtained from the state of New Jersey for the school choice aid of $640,000. So the large increase is basically the first time that Clinton Township received school choice income. Other monies that came in that were new last year were basically one year only, and I don't want you to expect to receive that kind of increase in future years. As a matter of fact, in conversations with other school districts that I've been going to, I'm hoping for a flat increase at the best for the coming budget year that you're working under. Other items that show increases compared to the preceding year were the federal aid, which is never in your budget for operating revenue. That was a one-shot revenue source from the federal government for what they called jobs aid, the jobs grant. And the special revenue fund had a large decrease because that was the end of the era funding you received from the federal government also. As far as revenues are concerned, I don't want you to expect, again, this year or next year, large increases in state aid. The state right now is not, if you will, in the best fiscal shape, considering the revenues. I think on the radio today, the announcement was we're way off on projected revenues, and the expenditures that are coming in because of the storm are huge. So there's going to be a lot less money available for us. As far as expenditures, I have four items that are identified as being extremely good as far as increases. Your students, instructional related areas, administrative costs show a negative increase. Plant operations and maintenance reflect a negative increase over the preceding year. And pupil transportation for regular transportation is a negative increase. These are all positives as far as administration of the school district. The board is taking control of expenditures. I'm not going to go through the entire audit, but there are certain items that I do want to identify. For the individuals who have audits with them tonight, there's a note 5 that pertains to long-term debt. Last year and the preceding year, the school district refinanced outstanding debt that they had. In the year 2010-11, you saved debt service of $520,000. In this year, you had another refinancing for a savings of over $700,000. Over the last 2 years, by going through the effort of refinancing, you've saved over $1,200,000 in debt service costs. The second page of my handout is really a work paper that we have, a 7-year analysis of your fund balance. Now, if you could remember prior years when I was here, I tell you how much you have, then I take it all away. The most important thing to look at, it's a line that says total subsequent budget. That's money that the school district has put into the next year's budget to offset taxpayer requirements. At the end of this year, you had $650,000 earmarked for the budget 2012-13. Which is the budget you're working under right now. That $650,000 saved the taxpayers in Clinton Township roughly 3 cents. Now, 3 cents means if your home is assessed at $100,000, you're saving $30 in real estate taxes. So a $500,000 house, $150 are saved because of money. Because of your savings, you were able to give back to the taxpayers. You have money set aside for capital reserves and maintenance reserves for future capital-related items, whether it be actual new capital or maintenance of what you do have. That will save the taxpayers also. We have excess surplus that will have to go in this year's budget at a minimum of $81,000. Leaving you with your free balance of roughly $860,000. I know you have a long meeting tonight, and I'm going to skip over the rest of the audit to the supplementary data, which is the J sections. There's one exhibit that is on page, I got a cheat sheet here, 91 on the audit report. What this particular exhibit is 10 years worth of revenues and expenditures. And I want to look at this particular exhibit and identify certain things that are very meaningful as far as I'm concerned. What I do with this particular exhibit is I knock out or take out the middle 8 years and see what's happened over that 10-year period of time. Now, what's happened in, particularly in Hunterdon County, the biggest part of our tax burden is real estate taxes for schools. I wanted you to identify where the general fund taxes have gone up 50% in Clinton Township over that 10-year period of time. But one of the problems that we're faced with in Clinton Township is we're not getting state aid. If you look further down on my sheet, where we have state sources for operating purposes, I'm showing a negative increase of 1% over that 10-year period of time. Now, that number is a little bit misleading because we have the extra state aid we received this year. That won't occur again. So the true decrease in state aid is really about $540,000. Now, the reason I identify that is the fact that your real estate taxes have gone up in Clinton Township because the state has not kept up with our needs. If we were in a different part of the state or a different type of community, the big part of our budget would be subsidized, if you will, with state aid. Our budget is around 95%, 96% taxation. And if you look at the expenditures, most of which I think are under control, except of the one area, which is the special needs tuition. That's a very difficult one to control. That's been a large increase in Clinton Township, as in most of my other districts. Most of the other items are relatively minor increases when you do an average over the 10-year period of time. And the final exhibit that I want you to look at, and for those that have the audit reports with them, is the exhibit on page 94, which is real estate taxes. That's as far as tax rates. Now, one of the things that all school districts get blamed for is tax rates. This, if you have 94, you can see the year 2010, 2011. In 2012, your taxes went up 10 cents. In reality, your tax levy went down by $100,000. But because the assessed values going down within the township, the tax rate went up even though your tax levy went down. The year before, you went from 98 cents to $1.01. Your taxes that year went down $325,000, but your tax rate went up. So you can't put a lot of credence, if you will, into tax rates. You have to argue the fact that my real estate tax levy from the school budget has gone down. But you're going to be blamed for a tax rate going up. But know when you do your budget, if that tax levy stays the same, the tax rate may go up. And the preceding page will show you the assessed values in the community. Overall, I have a comfortable feeling as far as what the Clinton Township Board has been doing over the last few years. A lot of positives. The fact that you went into the new program with the bringing in special tuition with the state aid, refinancing, maintaining a good surplus, and yet still maintaining the tax levy. Not the tax rate, but the tax levy. As far as audit findings, we don't have any recommendations. We have a couple suggestions. Heather's aware of them. Some of them she suggested. But I do have a comfortable feeling with what's happening here. Did I create any questions?
I have a question.
Sure.
So based on your findings, would you say in your expert opinion that this board is being fiscally responsible at this time?
I think very so, very much so. I know, I read the paper, I live in the county. I think there's a lot of positives. What you have to be able to do with this audit report is pull the numbers out and know what's behind them. The fact, again, tax rate is up, tax levies down. It doesn't make sense to the normal citizen until you show them tax rates up 10 cents, but your tax levy that you actually sent is lower, but the assessed values are down. So I think you personally are doing a very good job.
Thank you.
Can we ask you a crystal ball question?
Yeah.
I think all of us, or anyone who's paying any attention whatsoever, understands the economic situation in the state and the potential impacts on this school district, other school districts, as far as money's coming from the state. Any idea what, or recommendation would probably be a better word, of what we could do to prepare for that in the upcoming year?
This is a similar question that I received last night. I was at a seminar 2 or 3 weeks ago where the treasurer was there, the state treasurer, and the message was pretty much doom and gloom. The revenues that were projected, as I indicated earlier, are not coming forth. The expenditures and promises that are being made primarily for the storm area communities, those towns will be getting a substantial amount of money this year, I believe, in extraordinary aid from the state. He only has so much money to spend, and it's going to be taken from someplace. Sorry to say, it's probably going to be coming from us. Again, I indicated that we live in the wrong part of the state. We do not get our fair share of state aid, if you will. They say 65% of the state budgets are funded by education. You can see that's not happening here. As far as preparing for it, I think a few years ago you went through a lot of rough spells, and you really have past experience to go by as far as what you've done in the past. Some of the things you have done recently are real positives. The fact that you went after the money to bring in the outside students in is a real positive. You used to receive quite a bit of money from outside tuition as far as individuals. You're not getting those kids anymore because the schools are paying for it now. You're getting that money from the state, basically. But doing something like that, you're filling up your classrooms. You're keeping a larger classroom size, if you will. A lot of the things that you've done, even looking at the expenditure report that I gave you for the 10-year comparison, just looking at the area for maintenance of buildings, operations and maintenance, you have a 20% increase over the last 10 years. But we're sitting in a building right now that wasn't here 10 years ago. And so why we have a 20% increase in that type of expenditure, we have so much more space. So something's happening behind this desk that's driving that cost as far as being low. And so a lot of controls have been put in already. I think just continuing those is going to help a lot.
Mr. Colentano, thanks for your presentation. Follow-up question regarding capital reserve for as of at the end of June 30, 2012, was noted at about 472 if numbers, memory serves. The question I have is that factoring in the roof replacement?
I'm sorry.
We recently replaced a roof on one of our school buildings, and I'm wondering if our capital reserve has that number has taken that into account. It
right.
does. So the capital reserve does exist even after the roof project.
That's money that's left.
Right.
After a lot of it. Again, that's something that's been done by this school district over the years. You can see the capital reserve and that surplus analysis that I have where it goes back and forth. And I don't know if we have an exhibit that breaks that out finer in here or not. Yeah, if you look at last year, right. on page 47 of the audit report, there's a line for the two reserves that you have, the capital and the maintenance. The money left over of $472,000 is after $500,000 has been taken out for the very projects that you're referring to. And we also had a lot of money that was spent in the budget for capital purposes.
Right. And
so the fact, again, that you've been able over the years and still giving the taxpayers relief by budget appropriations for surplus being used in maintaining the tax rate, and yet still build the reserves and use them intelligently, you're saving the taxpayers a lot of money, so you don't have to go through the referendum and get a big roof project put on. So you're able to maintain the buildings that you have, I think, at a minimal cost to the taxpayers.
Thanks.
A question, Mr. Colantano. On that reserve amount, how do you feel about that level of reserve for a
the
district of our size?
Yeah.
And the 50 for maintenance?
I think, well, as long as you don't have too many needs for the next couple of years, I would like to see it higher, because you do have three, four buildings that have to. The two reserves, I think, are important, the maintenance reserve and the capital reserve. They're both very important. If they can be built with excess surplus and still maintain what you've been doing as far as giving back to the taxpayers, it's a definite advantage for you. Now, I referred to before the refinancing that you went through for the past 2 years. A lot of the information included in this book is part of your bond brochures, is what they call them. The investor will look and see what's in here and what's the school district been doing. The one disadvantage the book has is the tax rates that I was referring to before. But they'll look at the capital status of the community. They'll look at the audit exhibits in the J section, the supplemental data, where they can see attempts and what's being done here, what kind of revenues are being generated. I live in Lebanon. Seventh and eighth graders come here, which is a good move on both schools. We're saving money in Lebanon, and you have money coming in here. You're filling up the classrooms, which is the key. But the investor does look, and they gave you good credit as far as the 2 years you did the refinancing. I know I was part of one of the conversations, and they're really happy with what Clinton Township is doing.
I think I have one more follow-up question. On page one of the handout, Exhibit B2, there's a section of relating to employee benefits year over year. Three-quarters of the way down. Would you mind just summarizing what you've observed there?
In the year over year.
Employee benefits?
Yeah, the unallocated, the contribution.
Okay, as part of the program that you started last year with the bringing in students from outside the district, you naturally had to increase staffing. So you had a normal increase of health benefit costs, and then you had also additional people that were put onto the program. So even though it's a high percentage, there's a good reason behind it. There, further in the book, there's an analysis of number of employees employed by the district, and there was an increase last year of about 20 people, I think. And most of that was generated by that program.
Quick point, just for clarification, I believe that the staff increase were not necessarily related to school choice, but rather to the moving towards a co-teaching model to ensure compliance with Trenton guideline.
Yes. I'm having a hard time. I'm sorry.
I apologize. Our staff increase were actually related to moving the district to a co-teaching model to be in compliance with Trenton guideline, as opposed to our participation in school choice. But just a point of clarification. Sorry about that.
I automatically assumed that because of the infusion of the number of students that came in because of the school choice, the additional staff put on. I apologize for that.
Not at all.
Okay, and the on-behalf state payments, what is that bucket?
You're referring to the on-behalf payments?
Yeah.
Okay, that's money that the state of New Jersey has included in their budget to be used for Social Security benefits for your professional staff, the TPAF members. And also, it shows as a real large increase this year, because this was the first year the state started paying pension again. Prior to that, there was no pension payments made by the state of New Jersey for your teaching staff.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, you'll see that included in the audit report, that number is kind of buried as far as the expenditures, but the revenue portion isn't as far as state revenue.
Any other questions or comments from board members, from Mr. Palantino? Is there anything? No, but our. Okay. So I'm seeking a motion from a board member for action items BA020 and BA021.
So moved.
Moved by Michelle Kresge, Michelle Sullivan, and seconded by Gloria Grant.
On a roll call vote, Mrs. Kresge?
Yes.
Mr. Freda?
Are we having discussion beforehand, or we just...
Oh, I'm sorry, go. Michelle.
Any discussion on 020 or 021?
On 021, what separates no recommendation from a suggestion in your...
Basically, degree of importance. There are statutes.
Because I saw there were three suggestions
yeah.
on there, and I want to make sure that... I know there's no recommendation, but I want to make sure what's separating the two.
Usually, a recommendation is a statutory violation. Purchasing violations, things of that nature, doing something improper, not according to code. The suggestions are something that we see that we think should be addressed. The board does not have to act on a suggestion. The board has to act on a recommendation as far as an action plan. You can basically take the suggestion and do nothing with it or carry it forward, basically.
Can it be part of the motion to act on the suggestions? You know, like the no
normally it's not. Okay. It's usually the acceptance of the audit as it is, and then you would have an action plan if necessary.
Okay. Can I ask, Heather, do we have an action plan for those three suggestions? Will we be taking action? What do we have?
Absolutely. These are things that we've discussed with the auditors, and we've discussed with internal things that, and there may need to be changes, and those are things that we'll discuss when we're going through the budgeting process as well to see what we can implement.
Okay, so there is an action plan. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much.
Any further discussion on BA020 or 021? Seeing none, asking for a roll call vote, please.
Mrs. Kresge?
Yes.
Mr. Freda?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. Sullivan?
Yes.
And Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries.
Mr. Colantano, thank you very much for coming in and for your report and for taking the time to answer our questions.
One of the things that I like to do, if you don't mind, is kind of watch the rest of the meeting to see how the board interacts and whatnot.
Okay.
A
all right, we'll be on best behavior.
Mr. Colantani, you should have come last month. There was food.
We had good
time. Okay, moving on, we have one action item in PNN. Action item PN145. Now, typically, this would go to committee. Will we do that in this instance, Heather, or?
Dr. Clark, do you want
to? It originally was discussed in our previous personnel committee, but I did discuss it with our new personnel committee chairperson, Mr. McTiernan, so he is aware of the motion and what it entails.
Okay, I'm seeking a motion for 13 PN 145.
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Motion by Kevin Malloy and a second by Dan McTiernan. Any discussion on PN 145?
Just for the record, what was the salary of the former accounts payable coordinator. Are we saving money?
Yes, sir. It was $54,000.
Very good. Very good. So it's a significant savings.
Yes, with a very well-qualified person.
Excellent. Thank you.
An in-house candidate who we're very happy to have as part of our board office team.
Thank you.
Any other discussion on 145? Seeing none, we'll ask for a roll call vote.
Mrs. Cresti?
Yes.
Mr. Freda?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. Sullivan?
Yes.
And Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries.
Now moving on, we reach the second recognition of the public. This is an opportunity for anybody in the public to speak to the board about any item that does not need to be on the agenda. Any takers? Anybody like to speak tonight? Okay. There's no one interested in speaking tonight. We're going to move on to adjournment. I'm seeking a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
By Michelle Sullivan.
I'll take this one.
And a second by Maria Grant.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? All yes, motion carries.
The meeting's adjourned.
I didn't have to